Thank you, Mr. Peterson, for the gospel message. In the following few minutes, I will be taking some time to tell you about my story and how I came to know God and became a Christian. So I'll start. My name is Aileen Ma. This year, I'm 20 years old. And when I was 6 years old, I received a poster in the mail that said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This poster was written in calligraphy and it had really pretty flowers on the side, so I kept it. And I really treasured it because somehow something in my heart, it said to me, it will have a message that I will later understand. So a few months later, I was rummaging around the house for something to read, and I came across a children's Bible. Now, my family is not Christian, so I don't know how a Bible ended up in my home. But looking back, it really wasn't a coincidence that I found it at the perfect timing when I was eager to read it, and it was a children's Bible. So from that Bible, I had all my basic knowledge of God. I read it. It was the Old Testament and the New Testament. I read all the stories. I had some head knowledge about who God was and what Jesus did for all the people of the world. But that's it. And some of you may be familiar with the story of how Jesus died on the cross to save sinners. If you don't, then you can read about it when you go home. Some of you, this story, I heard it and I read it over and over. But when I was young, I really never understood it. I never understood the real meaning. How can the death of one man save all the people of the world? Who is this Jesus? What was so special about him? So although I didn't really accept all the stories as truth, I still had a respect for the Christian faith. I didn't want to do something bad and offend God because bad things might happen to me. He might do bad things to me. So I didn't dare offend him. So I was kind of respectful to the Christian faith. But I thought about it, and it was still touching that God had sent his Son to die for me. That message was still special, and the extent of God's love really kind of made me think for a while. But then, I didn't feel a serious need to pursue him seriously, because at that point in my life, I didn't really feel like I was a sinner. I didn't really need anyone to save me, because, you know, Jesus said he would save the sinners, and I'm not a sinner, so why would I need Jesus? So at that point in my life, I really didn't think I needed him. And so I just didn't want to really go into any religion thing. I didn't want to be bound up by the rules and be restricted. The reason behind all that was because I wanted to be the boss of my own life. I wanted to make my own decisions, to rely on myself, because I thought that was the best way and the most certain way to go. So 5 years ago, I went on a high school band trip. And we were on a train to Edmonton, and we got to see a lot of scenery. Just like the first hymn that we sang tonight, His Wondrous Works. I saw the mountains, I saw the rivers, the stars, the moon, and the forest. And then it got me thinking, did anything, a force out there sustain them? Did anything give them their beauty? Why did they exist? And then when I thought about it more, I asked myself, why did I exist? Did anyone care about me? And I couldn't help but wonder, when I put myself against the vastness of this universe, was I really worth anything? I wanted to be the boss of my own life, right? But did I really have the resources to sustain myself? Did anyone care about me? If I started thinking really deeper into those questions, then it would lead me to a fear that I've always had. Just like the message Mr. Peterson said, I was afraid of death. I didn't want to think about it because I didn't know what was going on. What would happen if I died? Where would I go if I went anywhere? When I think about it, it's just really scary. And then I get really depressed because I know that everyone must face death one day. There's no escaping it. And so I was really scared. I didn't want to think about it. And whenever I did think about it, I felt really helpless. Then we were on a train, right? So an older student came up to me and we started chatting. I told her about my problems, and then she said something that really, really touched me, and it really made an impression on me. She said, "God loves you. He cares about you. He'll always care about you because he loves you." And also, I thought about all the things I did in my life. Why would God want to love such a lazy and selfish person such as me? All the lies I've told, the things I've stolen, the time I've wasted. It wasn't anything to be proud of. Why would God still want to love me? Then she pointed out to me that there wasn't anything that I could have done to receive salvation. It was God giving his Son to us, free. Salvation is free, and if you only take it, then you'll have eternal life. My whole life, I thought I'd been a good girl. I didn't commit any serious crimes, I think, and I didn't do anything too evil. But ever since I was born, I knew that in my heart, I had an inclination to take the easy road. That's called sin. Sin, well, in my life back then, I loved myself first, and then my friends and neighbors, and then God. I put him somewhere far, far away. But in the Bible, it asks us to love God first, then our neighbors, and then ourselves last. I thought about that. And it really struck me because all my life I've been living in sin. I only thought about myself first. I put myself, everything revolved around me back then. And I was so selfish. I was ignorant of my own selfishness. But then that night God revealed to me. He just gave me this insight. And I saw how filthy my life was. Everything was so self-centered. And, for example, I was at school, I would join all these clubs, not for our helping charity, it's to put on my resume, to have these credits, to make friends, gain popularity. I would do these things for my own good. I wouldn't do it for the sake of others. And at home, I would be really mean to my sister, and I would snap back at my parents, and then when they punished me, that just got me more mad, and I would rebel more the next time they punished me. So all this is sin. I was living in sin, and I didn't even know it. But that night, I saw that I was a sinner. And when I was convicted of all these sins, of all these crimes that I had committed, then I really had to admit I was a sinner. And so I admitted that, and then I came to God. Me and that older student, we prayed together, and that's how I accepted Jesus into my life. He is now my Lord and Savior. The Bible says that we should love God. And ever since that night, my life has been changed. I was incompetent and incapable of being the boss of my own life. And when Jesus came into my heart, He changed the way I behaved and the way I thought about things. There's no more worry, there's no more doubt or fear of death. And I know when I die, I'm going to go to heaven and be with God. So all the things that are uncertain, I now rely on God. So I don't have any more nights that I stay up wondering, am I worthy? Where am I going to go? Where am I when I die? So He says that, in the Bible He says that He knows the plans He has for me. Plans to prosper me, to give me hope and a future. And so I really thank God for that. And so once I thought I could handle my own life, but now God has mercifully shown me that He's a much better boss than I could ever be. He can be said, He's a shepherd, and all of us are His sheep. And I was once a sheep that strayed far, far away from the shepherd. I did things in my own way, I relied on myself, and that's why I went my own way, away from the shepherd. But God, being the good shepherd that He is, He came and looked for me. He looked very far. He pursued me for very, very long. Ever since I was 6 years old, from that poster, all the way up when I was in high school, searched for His sheep that had gone astray. And He found me. And He never gave up on me. And in the same way, if you have strayed away, God will keep looking for you. He'll never give up. So know that because He's a good shepherd, He'll never give up on His sheep. So this is my testimony. I hope that if you have any questions, you can come ask me later. I'll pass the next couple of minutes to a brother of ours, Chris. So I'll have him come up and tell his testimony.
The transforming to church when I was first came to Canada. I don't remember when and from whom I first heard about Christ. The first church I do remember going to is in Hong Kong. Back then, I didn't know the purpose of going to church, and I thought it was a time to eat and a time to sing, because I like singing hymns. I kept on hearing the same stories over and over again, and that didn't really help me to advance my spiritual life. After a few years, I got to know God better, and I realized Christ's sacrifice for me, and I learned to gain respect for Him. There were two incidents when He saved my life physically. When I was born, something was wrong with me, and only the right medication could save me. At that time, medical technology was not as advanced as today, so they weren't sure which one to use. Thankfully, I got the right medication, and after uncomfortable hours of prayer, I finally became healthy. I now know that my chances of survival were slim at that time, so the doctors didn't have modern technology. All the right medication could have saved my life, and I'm sure it was not a coincidence. The other incident was when my family went on a trip. As they were on the beach, my parents wanted to take a picture of me beside this big fallen tree. Being stubborn as I am, I didn't want to, so I didn't. Moments later, a bear emerged from where my parents told me to take a picture. If I actually had taken the picture, I would have probably been killed or severely injured. In Matthew 18:10, it says that God watches over us, and I now know that it is true. After that, my parents found a perfect babysitter to raise us. She was a very devout Christian, and she loved reading the Bible. She loved reading it so much that she would sometimes stay up at night just to read it. She often read to me and my sister Bible stories that would benefit us and that would become the foundation of my faith. Once when I was grade 2, I asked my parents to give me $1 to buy a floppy disk for a computer class from my teacher at school. At that time of the year, there happened to be a Scholastic Book Fair at the library. It was a bookmark I really liked, so I decided to use $1 my parents gave me to buy it. When I got home, they found out. They lectured me about how bad telling a lie was, and that was the first time I remember feeling guilt. When I was at that age, I knew I wasn't supposed to do what was written in the Ten Commandments, because I knew what was wrong and what was right. I didn't really feel guilty for doing any of these sins because I didn't know that it would hurt God. After some time passed, I learned to give love and give respect for Christ's sacrifice for His own life for us. Now whenever I do anything wrong, I feel deep guilt. Some of these things aren't even written directly into the Ten Commandments. When I feel guilty, I know I've done something wrong. That's how I know I've been saved.